Section 1. You'll hear a head teacher and a teacher discussing a school camping trip. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You'll see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, Mr. Thompson. Can I speak to you for a moment?
Of course, Jamie. Come in. Have a seat. I've just finished looking through the reports for this term. It looks like the pupils are doing very well.
Mr. Thompson says he's just finished looking through the reports, so B has been circled. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning, Mr. Thompson. Can I speak to you for a moment?
Of course, Jamie. Come in. Have a seat. I've just finished looking through the reports for this term. It looks like the pupils are doing very well.
Yes, I think they are. It's all going fine.
So, Jamie, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about next month's camping trip, the one for Year 10.
Yes, we've got it scheduled for the 23rd to the 26th, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, I think it's the 24th to the 27th.
Let's just check. Oh, right. Yes, you're right. So...
Well, I've been thinking about how we might possibly make this year's event even better than last year's. Not that last year's wasn't great, but...
Suggestions for improvement are always welcome, Jamie. So, what have you been thinking about?
Well, to tell the truth, I wasn't completely happy with the camp we used last year. It was rather small, and I didn't feel that the grounds were particularly well kept.
Go on.
I did some searching, and I think I found the perfect spot. It's called Shepton Meadows, and...
Is that the campsite in the Lake District?
No. Actually, it's just outside Carlisle. It's a huge site, and it's on a lovely lake, Lake Brant, I believe it's called. Half the site is forested, and the rest, the actual camping area, is grassy. For kids that rarely get to see anything more than concrete, it's ideal. And the facilities are amazing. There's a basketball court, a large pool, and a football pitch. There are well-marked trails through the forest for hiking, and the lake is there for swimming and other water sports. I believe there's even a lifeguard service.
That sounds like it might suit our purposes perfectly. Did you happen to find out about availability and cost?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. I called them yesterday evening, and there are plenty of spots available. And because we're a non-profit organisation, they said they would give me a reduction in the price.
If I remember correctly, we paid £5 a head last year.
Yes, per night, right?
Yes, each child paid £10 for the 2 nights.
Well, at this campsite, it's only £4 per night. And they told me that if we had over 50 children, which we do, they could give us a further 10% off.
That's very reasonable, isn't it? Well, from what you've told me, I think we should probably go ahead and book.
Excellent. I'm sure the children will love it.
I'm sure they will.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, Jamie, have you given any thought to an itinerary by any chance?
As a matter of fact, I have. Wait one second. Yes, here it is. I've made a few notes. Okay, so, now, these are just ideas, of course.
Yes, go on. Let's hear what you've got.
Right. We time it so that we arrive at the camp around 7 on Friday evening. It'll still be light then, and we'll have plenty of time to set up camp and get ourselves settled in. At 8, we could have a barbecue, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs, something that's nice and easy to prepare.
And that children love.
Yes. Then, lights out would be at 9:30, so the children will get a good night's sleep and be up bright and early at 7 on Saturday morning. Breakfast would be at 7:30, an hour's hiking from 8 till 9, and then a couple of hours at the lake. That would take us up to 11. I think that an hour of free time would then be in order. Let them have a chance to explore a bit on their own, you know?
Yes, great idea. And then?
Let's see, a picnic lunch at 12, and then sports in the afternoon till 4. Another swim until 5, and then supper. After clean-up, around 6:30, we could have a talk-back session, where the children get a chance to discuss their day and anything else they might have on their minds. Then a campfire and sing-along at 8, back to the tents at 9:30, and, well, that takes care of Saturday.
Excellent, excellent. That would certainly keep them busy. What about Sunday?
Sunday, right. As on Saturday, same wake-up and breakfast times, and then I thought we could go on a bit of a day trip. There are some caves about an hour's walk from the camp, which I thought the children might find interesting. We could leave at 8, which would mean we'd get to the caves at 9. They could explore for a couple of hours, and we'd head back at 11. 12 o'clock would see us back at the meadows. An hour's swim, and then lunch at 1. Then we could have organized games in the afternoon until supper at 5. It would take us an hour to clean up our sites and pack up. We'd be on the buses at 6 and all set to head back into the city.
Well now, you've certainly put a lot of thought into this, Jamie, and it's paid off. I think it sounds wonderful. I can't think of a thing that needs to be changed. Let's go for it.
Brilliant. I'll get the itinerary printed up and put it up on the notice board this afternoon.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.